The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Yes, Hugh Murphy is with me, News Talk producer, and Serena Bellissimo, presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast. We were talking about Free Solo last week and climbing, and I asked you to watch this. Serena didn't bother, so I won't talk to her.
Is that detention? like, what's the punishment?
Yeah, I'll have to think about it. I'm more disappointed than anything, Serena.
Wow. I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Oh. Sue, what did you think?
I feel really bad for watching it now. He's not the nicest person.
No, he's not entirely likable.
He's why you like it.
No. Ouch.
Oh, that was very good, though. That was very good, though.
Double detention.
I have to say, the shots of him actually climbing at the end is insane. Like, he is doing free
climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's the name of the place? Yosemite? Yeah, thanks. I wouldn't have got that.
El Capitan.
10 times. So he's the first person to ever do it. He did it in 3 hours and 56 minutes. And I love the way he bailed one time. That was the most human I felt he was in the entire thing. Because I felt a real disconnect with him. I was like, I don't get this. I don't know why you're doing it. You're not an entirely likable person. You're not nice to your girlfriend who you are entirely bunching with. She is class.
Are they still together?
They're married.
Sana, yeah, they've got kids.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, she is great and really supportive. And like at one stage, she just asks him, I thought that was terrible, where she's like, you know, what would it take for you to kind of not do this? Like, would in terms of their relationship? And he's like, no, I'm just going to be doing it.
So she doesn't want him doing it.
No, she's really scared he's going to die. Like, the entire time they're filming it, the camera crew are in bits because they're like, are we actually going to be filming somebody that's going to fall off the top of this ridge? Like, it's very...
I'll watch it next week.
Oh, it's just amazing.
But like, the ankle, he fell off on the first part of it. He fell, smashed his ankle, and then a few weeks later he's like back up climbing. He's like, yeah, my ankle's not that great, and he's climbing the side of a mountain. I'm like,
so
what is
this? Is Disney Plus if people want to watch this now?
Yeah, it's very good.
You know, there's a character who features in it, Tommy Caldwell, you know, a friend of his.
Yeah.
So he there's another movie about him called Dawn Wall.
That's next project.
Oh, you've got to watch it. So it's incredible. It's on the same, it's around the corner on El Capitan.
Yeah.
But it's a much harder climb. You couldn't do it free. So they do it with ropes.
Much harder than that.
But they're ropes.
Oh, they do with the ropes.
But it's almost impossible to climb this Dawn Wall. So there's parts in it where you literally have to let go. You have to jump from one hole to another.
But he has to do that at one point.
But this is a big long one. They spend like a week up there
on
the side of the mountain just sleeping in these little sleeping bags that they've kind of bivouacked hanging off the side of it. And they're doing this kind of diving across. And he has the most amazing story. Will I give it away?
Don't give it away. I'm going to watch it.
Can I watch Dawn Wall without having watched Solo?
Yeah.
I don't want to
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can do it in any order you want.
Okay, I'm going straight to Dawn Wall.
This is great. I love this new
section. Kieran's pick.
Anyway, when we get to the actual picks, why don't we start with Dirty Pop? Serena, you mentioned Dirty Pop.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So there's all these documentaries that are coming out now. It's called Dirty Pop, the Boy Band Scam. And it's about the guy who basically brought us Backstreet Boys and NCT. Sync. His name's Lou Pearlman. He was basically operating a Ponzi scheme when it came to boy bands and every other business he was involved in. It's a 3-episode Netflix documentary, 42 minutes long each.
Okay. That's a ringing endorsement. She just tells us how the length of it and how many episodes
That's the end.
Do you know what with this? I think it was just all these documentaries now. It just feels like they're just giving us something to give us something. This should have probably just been the final episode. Give us a 45-minute documentary on this. We didn't need 3 episodes. I even would have maybe given you double the time. Maybe, 80 minutes, 90 minutes. Mm. It wasn't great. You watched it.
No,
how long did you last?
I watched about 20 minutes and then I was like, oh my God, I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm so bored. But I did like the tunes though. I was happy with the tunes.
So listen to an NSYNC album and don't watch this. Is that the recommendation?
And Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet.
Do you know what my recommendation is? If you want to know what Lou Pearlman did, just Google it. You'll spend 5 minutes reading. That's all you'll waste your time
on. Exactly where the documentary is.
What I found really... discomforting, that's not even a word, but anyway, what I didn't like about this, one of the things is they had Lou on camera and he was narrating.
Tell me why.
Oh my God, ain't nothing but a heartache.
I have to say that took me a couple of seconds. Aww. And then in my head went, that was very good.
But anyway, he is...
We can wrap this up here. Yes. Well, I've hit my height. I retire.
Oh my God. This week's just
Backstreet
bad.
Puns it on the hard shoulder.
Yeah. See, we actually did what he suggested to do, you see, so we've lost all control of the slot.
Exactly. Yeah. But let me just say, there's one part in here that it feels really wrong. Ron's talking, Lou was talking to the screen, but it's not him, and they admit it, like it is him, but they've digitally altered his lips
like an AI
and
thing.
His voice to read out what he, so it's his words that he wrote in his book, but he's actually saying it to camera. I'm just going, you lost me here. There was no need to do this AI stuff. There's three of the band members involved, Howie, AJ and Chris. Then there's from NSYNC, and then there's someone
Howie
from O-Town. Does he?
Yeah. And
why?
So does Backstreet Boys.
I didn't mean
I don't know why.
Top mass.
So does Barack Obama.
Wow, what kind of content he has thrown up?
No
there.
Idea. Yeah. I'm afraid to actually tweet Barack Obama in case he realises, oh, that's not the same review. Oh. Just like immediately unfollows me.
Well, look, yeah. Unfollow this one. This isn't something you need to watch. Netflix, 3 episodes, available now. As Sue said, listen to the music if you want.
Sue, what is the Decameron?
I'm so glad you're explaining this.
Oh, God, it's awful. Like, I
really?
Just, so, oh, I thought it was so bad. The most I can like it is, remember when they did the early seasons of Blackadder before it got really good and the comedy was just very slapstick? That's the kind of vein of what you're talking about here. So it's set during the plague, the Black Death, and it's set in Italy in the middle of nowhere. They basically ship these people out of the city, and it's a really rich man who has invited the really rich nobles from the local city to come to this place so they'll be safe from the Black Death. But of course, everyone's dying along the way. Because the rats don't just contain themselves in one area that they didn't know about. So it's trying to be really clever by doing this thing of like having the backdrop of this terrible plague in the background. We're going to be really funny about what these people that come along. And it just hits the wrong notes all the time. Like, you'd think with the cast that, you know, it's going to be quite good, but it just...
Because the cast is incredible.
Yeah.
You've got Saoirse Monica Jackson from Derry Girls. You've mm-hmm. got Sasha...
I was very
Mamet
disappointed
from
with
Girls,
her.
Tony Hale from Veep.
Yeah.
Like, there's a great cast in this. I think
55 minutes for the first episode.
It shouldn't have been. And look,
honestly,
I watched all, I think, is it 8 or 10
yeah,
episodes?
Eight, yeah.
I watched all of them. It is too long. They probably should have been about 40 to 40.
You kind of liked it though, I think.
I did, because it was stupid and I was in the mood for stupid. You'd hate this. I don't think you're going to like this at all, even though there's death and war and all of that stuff. It's just ridiculous. No. OTT, you mentioned Blackadder. You mentioned like Monty Python. They try to do that. It's all about the cast. Just leave your brain at the door and just enjoy it for what it is.
Don't watch it.
And maybe watch it in fast forward.
Okay, so don't watch this, or at least watch it in fast forward.
It's just such a waste of your time. Like, there's a whole scene
Dirty
where...
Pop, don't watch. Yeah. Just read on Wikipedia the permanentry and listen to NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Because and to Cameron, the Olympics start.
Just watch Blackadder. Just watch Blackadder season 4 and forget about the Decameron, okay?
And we all will be watching the Olympics. I am so excited. I was in Paris earlier this year. Yeah, I'm just name dropping here and there. And I was excited just seeing this stuff going up.
Yeah.
And now, like, the opening ceremony, I love this stuff. Like, you're going to get the opening ceremony tomorrow, 6:30 RTE2. There's going to be 17 days worth of coverage. The only thing that, and let me talk to you about the opening ceremony for a sec. This is going to be an opening ceremony like no other. It's not happening in the stadium. It's happening along the Seine, so people outside are going to be able to see it. There are rumours, these are not true, but I really hope they are, that Snoop Dogg is going to be one of the torchbearers, you know, when you get the final torchbearers.
Yeah.
And Celine Dion's in Paris at the moment.
No, she's not. She's not well enough to do that, though, is she?
Probably not, but I really want to, like, how amazing would it be as the flame goes into the air and Celine appears on stage, on the Seine, singing something and welcoming us all. Oh, my God, it would be amazing if she did.
She's also not French.
No, but she's
French.
Canadian.
It'll be someone French.
Really?
Sorry, of all countries in the world, the French are not going to invite someone who's not French to be the face of their
Are you going to be
ceremony.
Watching? 3
yeah,
hours
absolutely.
It goes for.
Sorry, I don't know if I'll watch the opening ceremony.
Are you
I'm not really into them.
Oh,
no, opening and closing ceremonies I find boring. Even, I know, kind of Danny Boyle's show in London.
Oh, that was fab.
It went on forever, though.
It was grand.
Didn't
like,
it?
It's just the sport. It's really all I watch. And sorry, can I give a bit of advice?
Go.
Discovery Plus. Sign up for it for a month.
Okay.
And it's only like $7.99. They have, then you'll get all the streams from all the sports.
Oh.
Because RTE and BBC, they'll have to go back to studio to talk to people all the time.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
stuff happening when they're talking.
Yeah.
But you can watch.
That's my concern as an Australian. I understand why the Australians aren't shown here in Ireland, but if you're from somewhere else, not Ireland, and you want to watch your country,
Discovery
that's actually,
Plus.
Okay, I'll be doing
that. There's a $4.99 option, but the $7.99 a month.
You get all of
and
them.
And you get every stream, and then you just cancel it at the end. And then you forget to cancel it, and then at Christmas, you're looking back and you wonder why you're broke. Are we still paying for Discovery Plus?
Can we just say a huge good luck? Massive contingent, record breaking 133 Irish Olympians.
Incredible.
Go on.
Incredible.
Yeah, we'll be watching.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award winning MG4. The no compromise electric hatchback with a 450 kilometre range. Recharge your soul.